This week, Hypertherm, the Upper Valley cutting equipment manufacturer, announced it was now structured as a 100% employee-owned company. A number of well-known companies have gone through the same process. King Arthur Flour did so about a decade ago. And, of course, many other businesses encourage employees to buy stock, including tech giants like Google or Microsoft. To learn more about what it means to be 100% employee-owned, I'm joined by Dr. Espen Ekbo. He's Tuck Centennial Professor of Finance at Dartmouth College. Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
This process involves something called an employee stock ownership plan. How exactly does that work?
It is like a retirement plan whereby some of the employees' wage every year is placed into a trust fund that will become available upon retirement. And the trust fund's money is invested in the company's stock. Alternatively, you could have a fund that gives you cash and is invested in the broader portfolio of shares. But in this case, you actually buy company stock with the funds.
So in a way, it's not necessarily that the organizational chart of a company changes. It's just the ownership of the company is in this trust fund, which itself is owned by the employees.
That's correct. And the idea is that by holding the company's stock, you increase loyalty, you increase the interest of the employee in the future and the performance of the firm itself, perhaps more than otherwise.
And then once an employee leaves the organization or retires, quits, what happens then to their shares?
Then the shares will be bought back by the trust following an independent valuation of those shares, because these are private companies, so there's no public stock price. So they perform instead a valuation of the stock, and then the employee will get that price.
What would prompt someone who's formed a company to go this route, say, instead of sell their ownership stake to a new owner?
Private companies can this way or more easily provide their employees with shares in the case that employees want to have these shares. You have to remember that these owning the stock exposes the employee to the riskiness of the firm. So there is a choice to be made here between doing this or safeguarding a little bit more by holding a broad portfolio of shares where you diversify your risk. The idea is that you actually create some loyalty and excitement about the company for the employee. I think one effect, and in particular in the case we're talking about here, the fact that employees 100% in this case owns the stock makes it a little harder perhaps for an outside company to come in and purchase the company. At least you would require a vote for that to happen, and the employees would have a say in that takeover vote. So in a sense, I think some companies might use this to preserve for a longer time perhaps the ownership and location of the firm in the location they have right now. It can be positive in terms of making employees excited about the company, but the employees themselves must think hard, because they are actually assuming a greater risk of their retirement funds than they otherwise would have. So that's the trade-off.
Thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's Dr. Espen Ekbo, Tuck Centennial Professor of Finance at Dartmouth College.